Right now, I am talking with Ryan, who is going to be one of the first members in the new 100K club that we're starting in the Dropship Lifestyle Discord. Again, we talked a little bit before we started recording, but congratulations, Ryan, on what you've been able to build over the years so far. I'm recording these calls so that we can share them with the community, and hopefully everybody can really put a face to the username in Discord and be willing to share more and help to keep growing stores from obviously that 100K level to well beyond that. So Ryan, again, you know, nice work on everything. Happy to have you as part of this group. And I'm curious, you know, I know you told me you started, it's been a few years now, several years, but do you remember when you first got started, maybe what you were doing before that? Did you have any e-commerce experience?
Zero.
Okay.
We actually started the store after buying the course and going through the work and creating the product. And we've had a couple of stores over the years. Some were not successful, and that's okay. But this one was. Our primary store is fantastic. It carried us through COVID, which was awesome. And it's carried us through some times where, you know, either my wife or I has been out of our work on our day job. So it's been great. The added income is wonderful, and it's definitely been a positive experience. And the course made it really easy to apply the steps and get things done. So it's great.
Okay, cool. I'm always curious too. Like, if you started, you know, no experience, everyone has their own journey of like how long it takes to put everything together and kind of turn on ads. And do you remember how much time there was from when you first started building your store to when you first got your sale, and not the product or anything, but do you remember that first sale and where it came from?
I remember the first cha-ching. Absolutely. Yeah. that was a good feeling. I didn't have a ton of manufacturers at the time. I think I had two. And I was just starting to load the product for the second manufacturer. So really it was just one manufacturer that we had on it. And we had got the ads going. And all of a sudden one day it was probably $1,200 product. And the cha-ching came through. And I think we were still working on the pricing and with shipping built in and all those things. But I think we made like $50 on it. And I was like, hey, that's profitable. And we were good to go. And, you know, I think that first week we made 3 sales, and from start to finish, we did the 21-day email program that you had at the time and pushed through that. And I think we had the actual store live within like 32 days. And then the first sale within a week of that. So within 45 days, we were making sales. So
that's awesome. Yeah. And I know, like, for the first sale, it's kind of like, it almost feels fake. And then, you know, you figure out everything after, like, oh, I got a sale. How do I fulfill this? And like, you go through the process.
Right. I gotta get the PO.
Exactly. Yeah. But it is like such a good feeling to like, no, okay, people actually trust my store enough that they would buy from it. And from there, then it's like, okay, let's figure out, you know, more products and profitability and optimizing ads. But that's really fast. Just, you know, like from conversations I've been having, I mentioned like at the end of last week throughout all morning today, right. There's so many people that obviously they're running big stores now. And, you know, they said some people ads on for a month, starting to think like, is this going to work? And then a few sales come through. And then what it seems like the pattern has been, at least with everybody I've spoke with, is there's like a few week period where, you know, sales are okay, like sales start coming in. And then typically by like that next month, Google seems to have learned like, this is what we should show more of, right? From your product feed. And I've been hearing a lot of that, like first month, okay, this works, people will buy. Next month, oh, maybe onto something. And from there, consistently tweaking, but also the algorithm learning, you know, sales can continue to go up. So I'm definitely happy for you, but that is awesome. Just so you know, you were one of the faster sales to come through from signing up and going through the process. So nice work there.
I'll take it. Yeah. Well, and to be fair, the sales started trickling in, and it wasn't until I actually invested in some coaching with your team at the time, this was years ago, that we really got the PLAs dialed in, and it ended up making really good money. Once that happened, the floodgates opened. We went from making 3 or 4 sales a week to 2 or 3 sales a day. So that was the big turning point for us, was that investment in time and resources to do that. So once that occurred, it was wide open. And it's been great.
That's awesome. And yeah, I love hearing that. And just so, you know, everybody knows, like 2 to 3 sales a day is like, that is such a sweet spot too, because that's where you can, you know, you could have this business. It can provide a nice either side income or even replace your income with a few sales a day, depending on price points, obviously. But absolutely, it's such a nice spot because it's not like it's a business that requires this whole team everywhere, and it's still a substantial business. So that's awesome. And you said you started in 2017.
Sounds right.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And then over the years, like just last question I'm curious about here, you know,
Sure.
different things that have helped you grow, obviously outside of COVID, the COVID bump. Is there anything that stands out as like an inflection point where you said you went through coaching, you dialed in your ads, maybe anything in addition to that, that you implemented that took things to the next level or made the business more, do more revenue or become more profitable or anything that really changed what you were on the trajectory of?
From a profitability standpoint, because our stuff is big, it's freight shipment, it's LTL, so that can really kill you if freight rates and freight rates over the last few years have been a wild roller coaster ride. But the biggest thing that has been valuable to me is having good relationships with my manufacturers, and not just my, you know, my day-to-day rep, but like ownership and tech support people and things like that, because it's just me. So you know, that 2 to 3 a day sweet spot, you know, I'm looking at a, you know, 5, 10 minutes a day of actual work processing thing. But when things occur, you know, bigger issues occur and things like that, having a support system to minimize my work and effort and time has been great. So having those relationships has been the key thing. So making calls and, you know, holiday calls with the owners of these companies and even little things like that. I'm not the biggest, you know, retailer for them, but they still, you know, it's still nice to have that relationship and the appreciation.
Definitely. Yeah, that's huge. And it is so important. Like, I don't know if you felt this way when you first started, but a lot of the conversations I've had led to people, you know, delaying even the initial reaching out to suppliers for so long. Because it is, you know, you get nervous. Like, I built this store, you know, to show them my demo store. And a lot of people kind of put that off. But then once you get the ball rolling, really, like you said, nurturing that relationship, it just makes the business a lot easier to run. And it really is a win for everybody. Like, they're happy for it, you know, you're happy for it. So yeah, please, anybody listening, don't be afraid of your suppliers. They want to work with you. Build those relationships.
There's nothing better than texting your guy while he's on a vacation and he's texting, you know, he's dealing with it with his people
Oh
and you
yeah.
don't have to sweat it. It's great. So
Yeah, we've done that before where like, you know, same thing, like send a text message, like have somebody go to their warehouse, like open a box, look to see if this certain part is in there. Like, yeah.
right.
And that stuff you could do when you actually communicate. So very, very important. But no, I appreciate that, Ryan. Again, congratulations on everything you've done so far. Again, I'm very
Thank you.
happy to have you in this 100K group. And I'm really looking forward to being able to connect more in there and form masterminds with everybody and see things continue to grow. But yeah, nice work.
Awesome. Thank you,
Thank you.
Anton. I appreciate it.
What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot, and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.